Hi, everyone, and welcome to another episode of Living on Blockchain. Today, we are speaking to Vaibhav and Prayag. They are working on Socially, which is a decentralized social network. They're a team from India, and they're building in India for the world. A very insightful conversation around data privacy and how blockchain is all set to revolutionize the way we basically lead our lives and in multiple sectors. So I think this is a good one for any entrepreneur who is starting to build this space. Let's deep dive right in. Hi, Vaibhav. Hi, Prayag. Thank you so much for taking out the time to speak to us today. How are you both doing?
Yeah. Hi, Tanisha. I'm doing very well. First of all, thank you for having me, and I hope you are doing well.
Yeah, hi, Tarusha. I'm doing good. And thank you for having us.
Awesome. Thank you so much for taking out the time. The pleasure is all mine, guys. For our listeners, let's start with a bit of an intro, maybe one at a time. This is actually the first time, like I was telling you, that we have two people in an episode building the same thing. And it's wonderful to have both of you. Let's start with a bit of an intro. Vaibhav, maybe you can go first and you can tell us about how you got into Web3 and what you're building currently. And then maybe Prayag, you can chime in.
Yeah. So first of all, hi to all the listeners, GM. My name is Vaibhav Rajput, and I am Chief Meme Officer at Socially. Basically, I'm a marketing guy, and I'm taking care of the community at Socially. So I have been full-time in the Web3 space since Jan 2022, and then I didn't look back. However, I was interested in Web3, Bitcoin, and other cryptocurrency since long back. And I used to do some trading as well on centralized exchanges. Although I was aware about all these things because my mentor Vikas Singh is into this space since 2016-17, and I had heard about blockchain and Bitcoin and other cryptos from him many times. So basically, I'm not a techie guy. I did my graduation from University of Delhi. I have completed my advanced diploma in French language, and now I am thriving into blockchain and Web3 system. And yeah, we are building Socially, which is a decentralized social network with a subtle difference. Here, apart from the seamless experience of decentralized social network, we are building the tools for the creators to monetize their time and skills. Yeah, thank you.
That's brilliant. You know, you've had quite a journey. You're relatively new in the Web3 space. Like, you came in 2023 in an official capacity, but you've been trading for a while, like you said. So, and Vikas is a friend. It's been friend for a long time now. So yeah, really, really glad that, you know, you could make the time. Prayag, can you tell us a little about yourself and your background?
Yeah, sure. So hello, everyone. I'm Prayag. I'm one of the co-founders of Socially. So I started my professional journey in 2016. Initially, I joined as an automation engineer at a Noida-based company. And then, after working for 2.5 years in Noida, I joined Block Labs, where I started my blockchain journey. So in the late 2018, I joined Block Labs. And from there on, I'm into blockchain ecosystem. So I first got to know about Bitcoin when it was just 75,000. But I was a little hesitant to, you know, invest in it because, first of all, there was no way at that time, you know, to invest in Bitcoin. And I think in 2018-19, ETHEX India and Zepay were there. That allows you to have a trading. So I invest a little bit. And then suddenly when there was a RBI banking ban, like whatever I invested, I lost all of them. And after that, in like 2021, we started working on the Socially. It took us some time, but finally in 2023, we launched Socially on Polygon mainnet.
Wow. Okay. You've been around for a while. So, you know, you mentioned ethics, and I was actually one of the co-founders of ethics. You've been around for a while. So have I. So tell me a little about how did you guys get together, decided to co-found Socially, and tell us a little more about what is your next big milestone for Socially. Either of you can take this.
I think Prayag would be the best.
Yeah, sure. I, Charan, and Naresh are the three co-founders, and Vaibhav is the CMO. So initially we used to work in Block Labs, where we started, where we working as a, you know, a blockchain engineer doing service work, started building some small dApps on Ethereum. Then, right. You know, after that RBI banking ban, we switched from Ethereum to Hyperledger Fabric, because one, there was no way to, you know, trade in Ethereum to pay the gas fees. Initially, we used to buy Ethereum from the, you know, centralized exchanges and pay the gas via MetaMask then. But after the RBI banking ban, we switched to the Hyperledger Fabric. And then after working for some time, you know, after doing service work for some time, we decided to let's build something, because building product is totally different from doing service work. Then 2021, right. We started building socially, and since we all are working in the same company, and that's from there onwards, we are like all together working and building socially.
Awesome. So, you know, you guys are kind of organically veered towards working together and working, yes, on social. That is brilliant. That's so good to know that, you know, you guys have worked together in the past. So probably you already understand how the other person works. And it's good to sort of start from there, right? It's easy to scale as a team. Yes. When you already know each other well. So what about like the next big milestone for socially? Can you tell me a little about the vision there? And what is the next big milestone that, you know, you guys will be going live with?
So currently we are focusing on creating small utilities for creators. So we are building decentralized social network on top of Lens protocol. But, you know, apart from that, what we are doing is we are building our own smart contracts from the scratch. So let's say in the current version of the socially, apart from offering decentralized social media experience, what we are also allowing is to have a one-to-one conversation. You can think of it as a, you know, a token-gated video meeting, where let's say you are a creator with certain skill, you can register on socially, and if I need your help, I will reach you out on socially, and whatever the fee you have set for that skill, I will pay you, and at the time of booking your time, that amount will deduct from my MetaMask wallet, will go into the escrow account. Escrow basically a smart contract. And once the meeting is over, that amount will go into your wallet. And at the end of the meeting, we both can rate each other. And that rating is going on the, you know, blockchain. So in the future, you can use these ratings for, let's say, for lending and borrowing from protocol like Aave. Also, what we are doing is, so not everyone is going to join, you know, socially for money. There are, right, some good creators who want to join for social cause. So what we are allowing is, we are allowing to donate the money that they earn by going to the meeting to the charity. So as of now, we have integrated Crypto Leaf India, but in the coming weeks, we are planning to integrate Bitcoin DAO, where you can donate your money to any of the projects that are listed on the Bitcoin DAO.
Okay, wow, that's brilliant. That is like, you know, doing something good as well as bringing intelligent folks together to help, yes, each other.
Yes.
And in the midst of all of it, you're getting a lot of content as well that would really help the ecosystem.
True.
Brilliant. So, you know, now to you, Webhav, I think because you're the CMO, you're taking care of the community. What really goes into creating a very engaged community, especially in a, you know, bear market, when usually, see, I do think that in a bull market, it's easier to incentivize the community with airdrops and whatnot. But, you know, in a bear market, it's a little different. The way the marketing happens is different. So first, what do you think are the major differences that, you know, in marketing for Web3 when it comes to bear as well as the bull market? And secondly, how do you keep your community engaged in a bear market?
Sure. So good question. So first of all, I want to clarify that I'm not calling myself as a chief marketing officer. I call myself as a chief meme officer. I do marketing by leveraging the meme culture, actually, and that create a strong bond between our users and product. Yeah. So I create and curate humorous and engaging content, often in the form of memes and other, some sort of interesting stories. And that resonates with our targeted audience. So as I mentioned, my delivery is to manage the community and enhance the product's online presence, increasing engagement and improve brand awareness through social media and IRL events. So most of the time, in the IRL events also, so I used to talk to people in meme form, right? So someone asks me ki, which coin is going to be the big in next 1 month. So I will name a coin that this X coin will give you 25 din mein paisa double. So 25 din mein paisa double is a meme for Hera Phiri movie. So yeah,
right.
So that creates some sort of strong bond between you and your community. So in our Discord as well, in our Discord and in our Telegram group, so there are separate channels in Discord and Telegram where people post memes. So yeah, so that's the meme culture. So I'm taking this culture forward and I'm leveraging this culture for the marketing and to keep our community engaged around our product.
Okay, so in terms of obviously there's virtual community. In terms of like IRL events, is socially like do you guys have big plans for that as well, or are you trying to stay virtual as of now?
So when you are asking IRL means IRL events or
The events, like are you planning to do offline events as well, or is it going to be mostly virtual right now?
So yeah, till now we have done almost I think 3 events. One was right. In ETH India, during ETH India, Sandeep was the chief guest in that event, Sandeep from Polygon. And one was here in Delhi NCR, which was in the March actually. So it was a kind of launch party of Socially. So yeah, in the future as well, we will also plan something really interesting in the collaboration with some projects as well. As Priyan mentioned that we have a lot of things in the pipeline. So yeah, so after launching the things one by one, after implementing those steps in Socially, we will definitely plan something in IRL in the different cities of India and outside as well. Yeah.
Awesome. I think because after COVID, the behavior is sort of changing again, and a lot of people are now holding offline events, and they're moving away from virtual events. Especially, I think it does help when you are building in the bear market to meet people, to see your users, and talk to them and get real time feedback. Wouldn't that be correct?
True. Absolutely. And I think I just want to add, once you build a product, once you are like done right. with your MVP, so next big thing is to educate the community about your product. Since we are building right. decentralized social network, so we have to educate people about the pros of using decentralized social network over any web to centralized network. So right. for that, we have to do those IRLs.
Absolutely. I think it's very important. Education is key, right? A lot about, so we work in Web3. So, all of us tend to understand what we're talking about. But I do feel that we get into our own echo chamber, and, we are still very early and people need a lot more good content, a lot more education to really feel comfortable in Web3.
Yes.
So tell me a little about how your content strategy is around, because you're building a decentralized social network. And like you mentioned, there is a lot of education that is involved when it comes to your user. So how do you design a content strategy that kind of works? Are you making a lot more videos, or is it more blogs and long form content?
Yeah, so... So as Priyan mentioned that apart from the decentralized social network, we are building the utilities for the creators. So currently what we are doing, we are reaching out to the various creators globally. So we reach out to them via email or via Twitter, or we met some creators in IRL as well. So we tell them the problem that what can be caused due to these centralized giants like Twitter and Instagram. So as we started the idea in 2021, so Jack Butcher's account was suspended by the Twitter at that time, and he had a certain he had a good number of following on the Twitter, and that was gone in a snap, right? We recently saw, I think 3 days back, ANI is a news channel in India that their account was suspended by Twitter for 6 hours.
Right. Yeah.
But 6 hours is also, if AWS will go down for a minute, then it's going to cost them in billions. So ANI is going down for 6 hours. Yeah. So
even NDTV, I think, was suspended.
Yeah, I mean, there are a lot of cases. So I think there is ETH Tokyo as well. No, not ETH Tokyo, ETH San Francisco, I think. So their account was suspended as well. I don't know what's going on by these satellite giants. So so we educate our creators that if you will shift from, I'm not saying shift, if you will upgrade from Web2 to Web3, then you are gonna maintain your these following, so your content with you, your data will be with you, and there will be a on-chain identity. So if someone, let's say there are 3-4 decentralized social network built on top of Lens protocol. One of them is socially or Lenster. So suppose tomorrow Lenster suspends your account, then your following, your posts, your data, and your reputation will be on chain. That will be on socially and other applications like Orb and Favor. So yeah, that's the beauty of Web3. So we are educating and promoting these, these points to our creators, to onboard them as a creator on socially. So the same thing we are telling to our requesters as well, that hey, we have these number of creators, we have these good names on our platform. So if you need any help in building your product or in mentoring, then definitely you can try socially.
Right, I think that is very important. And Web3 kind of brings in, obviously we cannot talk to you guys and not talk about data privacy and how blockchain is playing a very important it's an important factor in the fight for perhaps data privacy and creating trust online. Can you give us some use cases or real life examples where Web3 is being utilized and you think those platforms are doing well apart from your own in terms of just data privacy and creating a more trustable place online?
I think healthcare is going to be the sector where we can chip in blockchain technology for securing healthcare records. As of now, I'm not aware if anyone in India is using blockchain technology to secure the health records. But we can use technology like ZK for storing these records, identify someone without revealing the personal information. But the one use case I know about is in Maharashtra, the district magistrate of Maharashtra, distributed those COVID certificates on Polygon blockchain. Ensuring any tamper proof, data. I think these are just the beginnings. As we move forward and as government start getting into the blockchain more, we will definitely see more use cases into the healthcare sector. Plus, other sector what I think about is the finance sector, where we can directly send money from India to US without waiting for 2 to 3 days. So these are the, I think, major sectors where we can see definitely some good changes in the upcoming years.
Absolutely, I think you're right. With the healthcare and financial services are very big sectors where blockchain is going to change the way it really functions at the very bottom line, and it's going to be helpful to the user.
Yes.
Coming to data privacy again and trust, how important do you think data privacy is for the youngsters or the young users that are using the internet nowadays? Do you think there is even a point that they are thinking about? because there's a lot of like data and content that's being pushed online. And I had a very interesting discussion with one of the top entrepreneurs in the country. He's an industrialist and he has a tech firm. And he was telling me that, you know, his perspective basically was that he doesn't believe that data privacy is such a big thing or on the radar of youngsters. What is your take, considering you're working in this space specifically?
I think it depends on the geography. If we talk about US, then yes, they are very concerned about their data. But when we talk about India, it's like only 2-3% are concerned about their data. So it's kind of like if we moving to the West, yes, they are heavily concerned about their data. While in India or in any Asian countries, data privacy is a myth, actually. That Cambridge Analytica happened, and it basically revealed the data, and like I don't think if some any steps taken in India if from Indian government, but in US there was Mark Zuckerberg had to appear in front of the Congress, but in India, I don't think anything happened.
Right. So it, you know, according to you, it is basically to do with the demographics. So in India right now, if somebody is, say, in a tier one city in a metro, they might really be concerned about their data privacy if we are to, expulate that data from USA. But perhaps in the tier two, tier three cities, data privacy is not very high as a concern, correct?
Yes. I mean, it's more about education, you know. So in, you know, basically in tier one, tier two cities, this sort of education is more when we compare to tier three cities, because the penetration of this mobile just recently reached into the tier three cities. Now they are just, you know, making some videos and not bothered about any privacy. So yes, in tier one and tier two cities, people are more concerned when we compare it to tier three cities.
Right, that makes sense. So, you know, in terms of building a global platform while sitting in India, what are the distinct advantages that you have come across, in building in Web3 while sitting in India? And what are the certain disadvantages that, you know, you guys have come across? Disadvantages, or if there are none, you can just tell me about the advantages. That is cool too.
I mean, I think the major disadvantage in building in India is, you know, it's easy to reach out. If someone is in Dubai, it's easy to reach out to them, you know, because there are so many factors. The first, the transportation, you can reach out from one endpoint to other endpoint in Dubai in just 30 to 40 minutes. While it is not possible from reaching, you know, Delhi to Gurgaon, it's just 2 hours or 2 hours of journey. So in terms of that, yes, it's easy when we have to meet someone in IRL in other countries, not in India. The major advantage in India is, in the coming 5 to 10 years, India is going to be the biggest market. So it is better to build from India rather than from, you know, any other country.
I want to mention one more point. So actually, if we talk to the, you know, some global creators, so let's say Nanda Devitt or, you know, so the creators who are living in the European countries or, you know, in the US, so it's, the tech is, you know, very, I would say, that tech is really weird. So if I will message them now, probably it's the night there and they were sleeping, and when they will wake up, then my message will went into the bottom of their list. So yeah, so I would say, that is the disadvantage. That is the kind of disadvantage from my perspective, that the tech is too long to reach out to them, to reach out to global creators.
That is also,
So also the, you know, the building environment in India, when we compare it to US, and you know, the collaboration is much more higher in the US when you compare to India.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, these are some good insights for people who are potentially looking to build in Web3 from you guys. Now, when you look at the Web3 landscape, like evolving, and especially in the upcoming bull run, whenever that may be, what are the, you know, two niches in Web3? And I want both of you to answer this, that you feel would really be driving that particular bull run. Think it would be platforms, DeFi aggregators, NFT marketplaces? What is your take?
I think the two major sectors that I'm looking for is the one is the decentralized social network.
Right.
The other one is, you know, this NFT derivative market.
Right.
So, you know, decentralized social network allows you to have full control of your data. You have the sole ownership of your identity. So whatever the, you know, when we compare it to any Web2 project, let's say you have 100, you have 100K of followers on Twitter, but suddenly one day Twitter decided to suspend your account because if someone reported it or any other reason. So initially that ANI account got suspended because they somehow, I think, changed the date of their account and it was under 13 years. So it got suspended with a warning that your ANI account is under 13 years. And then it went down for almost 6 hours. So when we compare it to any Web3 social network, so as a platform, I can't suspend your account because your identity is on chain. If I decided
it's
to...
can't and won't, right? It's not like I can't... Yeah, but I, you know, it's just that I can't do it because it's decentralized.
Yes. The other is NFT derivative market. I think... so not everyone can buy these, you know, NFTs like BAYC, MAYC. So what we need is some sort of index that built on top of NFTs where a user like me who can't afford NFT, this BAYC and MAYC can invest as minimum as, you know, $10. And, you know, earn some like a good amount of money or like start trading in the NFT on the derivatives of NFT.
Right, you know, those are good predictions. What about you, Weber?
Yeah, so as Priyan mentioned, I'm also bullish on these two Web3 socials and derivative exchanges. So at, on Web3 socials, we are seeing a good growth actually. So as we saw Lens protocol, so everyone is asking Lens ID today because everyone is bullish on Web3 socials. I received hundreds of messages. Hey, Rebo, can you please help me in getting a Lens profile? I want to try these applications. I am very bullish on Web3 social. So yeah, we are seeing a good traction, good number of people on Web3 socials. As Brad mentioned, this NFT derivative market is also going to be very big. Other than these two, there will be a lot of, you know, DeFi projects as well. So as we are seeing, the banks are collapsing day by day in US or in other countries. So in my opinion, DeFi is also going to play a major role in US.
I totally agree with you guys. I think what you said, these are very good precursors, and I think they would drive the next bull run as well. Now, in terms of projects, right, apart from your own project and perhaps Believe Club, can you, do you guys feel bullish or very enthused by any other project that, you know, they're doing? You feel that they're building a solid project, it's a good team, and, you know, they're doing a good job vis-a-vis the community as well. Again, I want both of you to answer this. Any other project apart from Socially and Believe that you guys feel bullish?
Yeah, so I think the one of the hottest project right now is the NFT Per.
Right.
They are doing same, that is building index on top of NFTs.
Right.
And they are in closed beta now, but they are doing tremendously amazing. I think they have. I'm not sure about the numbers, but they have, you know, traded almost 2K ETH in closed beta.
Okay.
And other than the NFT Per, I think Huddle01 is one more amazing project. The team is superb. Yes, these are the two projects.
Okay. What about you, Vaibhav? Who are you rooting for?
Yeah, so my two favorite projects from Lens Ecosystem, apart from Socially, are Orb and Butterfly. Both of these are mobile apps, and they are giving a seamless experience like Web 2. So if you will try the Orb and the Butterfly, I really appreciate their work, because they are the team of just 3 and 5 people, 3 in Orb and 5 in Butterfly, I think. And they are giving a seamless experience. You can't tell while using those applications that whether it's a Web3 project or a Web2 product, right? Other than these two, we are seeing a lot of good projects, in ZK EVM as well, in ZK rollups. Are seeing a lot of good projects building on top of Polygon. So yeah, there are a number of projects. So I personally use these two, Butterfly and Over. Of course, they are, kind of competitor. I would not say competitor, because they are doing their stuff in decentralized social network, but we are, taking it a step ahead by building the tools. But yeah, I really liked those two. And there is a project called DeFiverse, which is from Bangalore. So they are doing some stuff in DeFi. So yeah, these 2-3 are really good projects, which I'm very bullish on. And other than these, everyone is doing good in blockchain space. We are seeing a lot of projects on top of Ethereum, on top of, Arbitrum, on top of Polygon.
Right, that's true. I think the bear market has brought out real builders, and a lot of people are working really hard on some really excellent solutions. Now, moving to the folks who are perhaps, looking for some inspiration, like, are there any thought leaders or influencers or any people that you guys follow to make sure that, you have the right information in Web3 that you would recommend to our listeners as well?
So from my side, I think if you are into the creator economy, then Lee Jin and JC Walden from Variant Fund are the best folks. Lee Jin wrote so much about creator economy. I think other than that, I think these are the two main folks I follow in when I have to, search something in the creator economy.
Okay. What about you, Vaibhav? Do you have any recommendations?
Yeah, sure. So as Priyan mentioned, these two guys for the creator economy. So if you are a, hardcore techie guy, and you are doing your stuff in Solidity or in any other language, so there are some guys, Nana David is doing a great job, Vito, and there is Francisco. So these guys are doing a really good job in terms of tech. Yeah, there is a guy, Yogint, he built Leicester. He's a single guy, he built the Leicester single-handedly. And he's also doing a great job in tech. So yeah, these are some creators I am following nowadays. And I would recommend your listeners to follow them.
Yeah, one more suggestion from my side, if you are a techie, then what you can do, you can go to the GitHub and you can start following these people, Nader David, Lens, this Yogint, he's a great front-end developer. What you can do, you can search for big companies like Uniswap, Aave, and you can start following the core devs from these companies. And what you can learn is how to write code in Solidity, and the basic, what is the best structure you can move forward with while building any project in Web3. So for a techie, the best thing is to use GitHub as a Twitter, as a Facebook.
Right. Yeah. I think that is a really sound advice for anybody who's aspiring to be a techie in Web3. I think, you need to make GitHub your next best friend and just prowl it and follow folks who have been there, done that to get your next inspiration. I think that is really good advice. In terms of, what you feel is going to be the next big thing for content creators, because, we talked about a lot about creation of content being an important pillar for Web3 ecosystem to actually flourish. What do you guys think is something that perhaps they should either keep in mind, or do you think something that, people are not looking at right now, and it's going to become really big in the future?
I think the use of AI with blockchain is going to be the next big sector, because so if I, you know, divide creator economy, so there are like four parts in creator economy. The one is this pre-2010 era, where we have this WordPress, which basically told users how to push your content online. Then in the early 2010, we have Facebook and YouTube, where you can like meet your friends online and you can share your content. And in the late 2010, YouTube started monetizing advertisement. So like they started offering some of the money from their advertisement to the creators. And then you know, early 2020 we have Substack, where creators can, you know, create subscription based models. They can directly reach out to their audiences. And in the fourth era we have this blockchain, where creator can monetize their content at the time when they just posted on the any social network. Let's say on socially, if you are posting long content, so at the time of posting, what you can do, you can decide whether you want to split that content into multiple people and how much percent of the revenue you want to share with that other people. So these are the something, some, you know, different eras. And I think the next big thing is use of AI with blockchain. Let's say if you are writing a long content, so what I can do, I can use AI just to create a summary of it. This is like one of the example, you know, how we can integrate AI with the blockchain.
Right. I think, you know, that is going to be the next big thing, I think, for content creators. So if somebody wanted to like become a content creator on Socially or join Socially, are the registrations open?
Sorry, we lost your voice for a few seconds.
I was saying that in case a content creator wants to join Socially, is it open for anybody to join right now or is it invite only?
So yeah, so if anyone wants to join Socially as a content creator, they can simply DM us on Twitter, on Socially's handle, or to me, Vaibhav Rajput, to Priyag, and we would make them a creator on Socially. So currently, right now, it's only for the Lens community. Because we have built the Socially on top of Lens protocol, but slowly and gradually we are removing the dependency from Lens protocol. So Lens protocol, you know, Lens profile currently is a barrier for some users who really want to try Socially. So we are removing the dependency from Lens protocol. So in the upcoming weeks, the guy who don't own a Lens profile will be able to use Socially. So in the future, everyone can use Socially, but today only the you know, folks who have their Lens profile can use Socially. But if you want to become a web, you know, creator on Socially, you can simply DM us on Twitter, on Telegram, or on Discord.
Right. Okay. Awesome. So that's brilliant to know that, you know, that this particular obstruction in terms of having a Lens profile is also going to go away. This is really exciting, I think, for all content creators. They would jump at this. I think they should jump at this opportunity, especially because it is like the first truly decentralized network that is being created. And that too from India. So kudos to you guys. We are running a little out of time, but I would like to ask each of you this question, which I ask everybody that comes on the show. You know, if somebody is peering in from Web2 and thinking about perhaps joining or getting into Web3, what would be your two suggestions each so that they can start living on blockchain?
Ben, would you want to go first?
Hello.
Yeah.
Okay. Sorry. I think there is some sort of delay on my side. Yeah. So I think if we are coming from Web2 to Web3, the very first thing is to reach out to the, you know, founders who are already into the Web3. They can give you the best insight of Web3. Also, they are, you know, in terms of if you are a developer, there are so many folks who you can follow, like Nada David. like Patrick Collins from and like Uniswap team and other folks. But the best thing is try to reach out to the Web3 founders because they can give you the best insight how the Web3 ecosystem works. And the main difference between, you know, the Web3 and Web2 is Web3 folks are more collaborative when we compare to the Web2.
So I will only give one advice here that don't compare Bitcoin and other cryptocurrencies with blockchain. So all these things are different. Blockchain is different and these altcoins are different and this Bitcoin is different thing. So yeah, so that's from my side.
I think the, those are like wonderful suggestions, you know, just getting your hands dirty and getting in the space, getting in touch with people who are building. That's absolutely fabulous. So Vaibhav, Prayag, thank you so much for taking out the time to speak to our, you know, to speak to me, to talk to our listeners. We feel really privileged that, you know, you guys are building something so amazing while sitting in India. Any last thoughts before we close this?
So just thank you for inviting us. It's good talking to you. So we would like to invite all your listeners to our platform, www.social.com. In the future, as I mentioned, that we are going to remove the dependency from Lens Protocol. So anyone can use socially and they can give it a shot if you, they want to try Web3 socials. Yeah. Thank you.
Absolutely. Thank you so much. And we, you know, we'll link it up in the description so that our listeners can join in. And this is, as I said, it's an exciting opportunity to get on the decentralized space. Thank you once again, Vaibhav and Prayag, for taking out the time.
Thank you so much, Tarusha, for having us.